When Mike suggested this Bible story for the first Sunday of Advent, I read the passage and had more questions than answers. Perhaps you can picture me sitting at my desk on Monday morning looking puzzled. It's good to have questions when reading the Bible. What is God saying here? What does it mean? And what does it mean for my life today? And the good thing is, God gives us answers as we pray for the help of our teacher, the Holy Spirit, as we read it and reflect. And we can always ask a friend at church or read the books of Christians who've done a lot of research. So I got going. But why am I telling you this? Well, I want to share three of the questions I had about this parable and the answers I found, because I think that that will help us here to understand what's going on. So first, who are these 10 virgins, these young women? The virgins are bridesmaids. This is the scene of a wedding. And the bridesmaids are young women who look after the bride, the woman getting married. It was their job to prepare the bride to meet the bridegroom, the man she was marrying. You might recognize the beautiful bride in white in this photo. Well, the other young women, so Lucy's sister and two close friends, were her bridesmaids. And they helped her on the day of our wedding. Secondly, why were the bridesmaids going out to meet the bridegroom? That's what's happened in the story. Hopefully you've got your Bible still open there in front of you. You can check. Why were the bridesmaids going out to meet the bridegroom? Well, weddings in Jesus' day, 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, were a bit different to weddings here today. For us, one of the big moments is the arrival of the bride, as in this picture here. But back then, it was the arrival of the bridegroom that was the big event. Thirdly, why did they need lamps? We joined the wedding scene at night, and there was no electricity back then, so there were no street lights, and they didn't have torches with batteries. They used candles, and they used lamps, like this one, which would burn oil to give light, a good strong light. By this point, it's likely that the wedding ceremony at the bride's house had already taken place. And now this was a nighttime procession back to the groom's house. That was where the reception, the big banquet, was going to take place. And it was getting late, but the bridesmaids needed to be ready for the bridegroom to arrive. Hopefully that helps to make things a bit clearer. And now some members of SPY, our youth group for 10 to 14-year-olds, have kindly agreed to come and act it out so that we can understand it a bit more. We'll bring it to life and see if we can get to grips with the story a bit more. We've only had time for a quick rehearsal this morning, so please be kind and patient with us as we get going. So if my volunteers would like to come to the front, or go to your places, actually, because you're in different places, aren't you? Brilliant. So Leo, you're over here. But first, we're going to sing again, and our next song gives us some clues. See if you can spot them. I think it can be useful to hear a Bible story a number of different times to really get a sense of what it's all about. So we're going to see and hear it again, this time in a short video. I've got the video ready, Cherian. Is the sound on the laptop up, or sound for the speakers? Brilliant. Okay.
At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
So I hope we've got a sense of what the story says, but what does it mean? And what does it mean for us today? A parable is a story with a point. And Jesus' point comes at the end of verse 13, if you've still got your Bibles open. "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or hour." The bridegroom is coming, but we do not know when. So we need to keep watch. We need to be ready. Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven. That's what he tells us in verse 1. It's not a random story. He shares it to tell us what it will be like when the time comes for God's people to enter his kingdom. Jesus is the bridegroom. We are like the bridesmaids, and he wants us to be ready for heaven. Jesus came to earth to be our saviour. That's why he was born, and that's why he died, to save us from our sins. As we know, after that he rose again, and he returned to heaven, and one day he will come back. When Jesus comes again, it will be as our judge, to judge everyone who has ever lived. Some will be welcomed into the joyful celebration of heaven. Pictured here is a wedding banquet, a feast in the presence of God. However, others will be shut out of the celebrations, separated from God and all the good things he gives forever. So it's actually a serious story. However, Jesus doesn't tell it to us to scare us, but to warn us, because he loves us. He wants us to be ready for his kingdom so that we don't miss out. Are we ready for Jesus' return? That's the big question for us this morning. It's good to ask questions of the Bible as we read the Bible. That's how we started. But the Bible also has questions for us. Are you ready for Jesus' return? That's what each of us needs to answer today. That's the question for us today. The bridesmaids in the story are different. Some are wise, while others are foolish. But it's striking how similar they are. Both the wise and the foolish are invited, and both seem to want to be there. Both fall asleep because of the delay. But when the time comes, only the wise ones are ready. And try as they may to get in, even pleading with the groom, there's no way the foolish bridesmaids can come in. By then it's too late. The door is shut. Jesus is talking to the disciples, believers. So not a crowd of believers and skeptics. We can't simply say that the wise bridesmaids are the ones who are sort of the Christians, and the foolish bridesmaids are non-Christians who couldn't care less. The bridesmaids are invited. They want to be there. His disciples are invited. They want to be there. And I take it that the same is true of us at St. Peter's. We're invited, and we want to be there. Who in their right mind would turn down the joy of heaven for the misery of hell? And yet Jesus warns us, some will be ready, whereas others won't. So whatever you do in life, however you spend your days, make sure you're ready for my return, Jesus says. That leaves us with one last question. How do we get ready? How do we get ready? Here's the answer in three words. Faith in action. Faith in action. We put our faith in Jesus, our Saviour, and we show that we believe in him by the way that we live. We don't just listen to Jesus' words, we do them. We obey him to show that we believe he really is King of God's kingdom. It's not about doing good things to impress God. No one can get into heaven by being good. No one can ever be good enough. Rather, we admit that we're not good enough, but that Jesus is. The perfect life he lived, the death he died as a sacrifice to save us. We put our trust in his goodness instead. After all, we can only be in God's kingdom by invitation of the King. So we put our faith in Jesus, and we put our faith in action, not in order to be saved, but because we have been saved. We respond to his rescue by living his way, to say thank you for what he's done for us, to show that we belong to him, and that we want to celebrate and enjoy him in his kingdom forever. Jesus could come any day, so it's best to be ready every day. He could come back this afternoon. Are you ready for Jesus' return? Let's pray.